Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, the live trade, spurred on by an increase in grass buyer activity in recent days, continues to provide the greatest positives in the cattle trade. To discuss the outlook for the live trade, and in particular what's happening in terms of the live export markets, I've been speaking to Darren Carty, livestock specialist with the Irish Farmers Journal, who's been writing on the subject this week. At last, maybe a ray of light in terms of the live trade.
Good evening, Chris. Definitely, I suppose, there's a lot more confidence and positivity building that Turkey will open for exports of Irish cattle. And I suppose, if you ask, I suppose, Turkey isn't a market that we would have said in the past would be important in the same way, say, maybe that some of the North African markets or Italy for weanlings. But it's a very lucrative market. And it's, I suppose, to explain it a bit, it's volatile in that it's regulated a bit by the government in that when beef price or when beef supplies go up past a certain level, they introduce tariffs to control the market, and then when, say, beef supplies go down past a certain level, they reduce the tariffs and they start importing live cattle or beef. And I suppose for the last 12-14 months, there's been a big drive on increasing the production of beef on Turkish farms, and there's also been, I suppose, a bit of an increase in imports. And to put it in context of how important it could be for us, last year Turkey imported 120,000 cattle live from France. And France, I suppose, has been one of the big suppliers along with some of the South African markets. South American markets. Last year they imported around 350,000 head of cattle. So it's a huge potential, huge market. Now, if you ask why Ireland or why Ireland at the minute, France, I suppose, has been limited, or live exports out of France has been limited to the Turkish market because of the number of zones that are now classified as blue tongue restricted or that are classified as high risk blue tongue areas. And with the huge demand that is in Turkey for cattle, the Turkish live exports have put pressure on the Turkish ministry, the Turkish government, to say, look, we need access to more cattle, we need more markets. And that's why they've now come looking to Ireland to try and open up a live export trade. They've already been in contact with a lot of the live exporters, even though the market isn't open as of yet. Now, we've been talking with the Department of Agriculture, and this morning they released a statement to us confirming that they have got a questionnaire from the Turkish ministry, and I suppose that's the first step in opening up the commencement of trade. What we are told is that the department are working on this. They say it's a detailed questionnaire and that they hope to have it back within a matter of weeks. And that's really, I suppose, where the real negotiation starts. But we're told that it's pretty straightforward. And once that's sort of got over, that there should be, negotiations fairly quick on getting the market opened.
Now, Turkey has a big population. I think it might be 60 million, maybe more. So, I mean, it is a very big market. So maybe we can't project with too much certainty what's going to happen. But, this really, I suppose, is bonus territory, isn't it?
Definitely, especially when you consider that we're going to have an increase in cattle supplies down the line. Now, there is a few, say, before we get too carried away with it, there is a few restrictions that we're told, say, there will be a health cert negotiated after trade negotiations commence. But the health cert for other European countries is for continental cross cattle under 12 months of age, mainly bulls, and for, animals that are under 300 kgs live weight. Now, that might limit, I suppose, the potential for the number of animals to go out. But as you've seen, say, in recent years with exports to Italy, exports to Castus, if there is a market there, Irish exporters are very good, I suppose, at getting tuned into market. And Irish farmers quickly become aware that that's there and produce animals for it. So it's something that, as you say, it's hope at the minute, and there's a lot of positivity for it, in that if it does open, it can present a lot of potential. But there is, I suppose, a small few caveats. There is one other caveat that would say slow down initially the exports, and that's that there could be a 21-day quarantine period. Now, we've been talking to some of the live exporters, and they're that positive that, say, off the sort of dealings they've had so far, or the sounding out from the Turkish live importers, in that they're already buying or putting together some animals that one exporter in particular has already started purchasing, because he's saying that if the market does open up, that he wants to have animals quarantined and ready to go if it does release.
Worth pointing out also that moving south and across a little bit westerly, the North African market, Morocco, Algeria and Tunisia, again, perhaps volatile at times, but again, there are opportunities.
Yeah, we've seen, I suppose, the best example of the volatility that is in these markets is when Libya opened live exports in 2014. And in the space of a few months, we had over 17,000 animals put out. I think at the time, I think there was about 8 shipments. Some of them actually took sheep as well. So if there is a market, Irish exporters can respond quickly. For the last, 8-10 months, there's been over 2,000 cattle exported live to Tunisia and Morocco. Over the last 12-14 months, that's up near 4,000. And I suppose the difference in these markets, and there was a lot of talk recently about the Egyptian market, is traditionally they would always been markets for your lower grade animals, or what maybe a lot of beef farmers might classify would be lower grade animals coming from the dairy herds, your Frisians, your maybe beef crosses from your dairy herds. But there is an increase in affluence in these countries, and I suppose that's why the demand is there, that they want to produce more and the consumption is rising, and now they're going for better type animals. Maybe not the tops of your blues, but definitely your next grade down of maybe your blues, your Charlies, your Limousines, your Smentals, and they want to be producing, I suppose, the better type animals. And the number of, say, consumers that are every day coming into the bracket of being able to purchase beef, and I suppose maybe increasing up from 14, such as pork and chicken, and coming into that sort of range is, I suppose, and presents a lot of opportunities for live exports.
Now, no matter where the exports are to, a strong live export trade is essential to maximise price competition.
Definitely, and like a lot of farmers, I suppose, are fearful, or there's a lot of concerns at the minute, particularly about an increase in the number of dairy births. So if we go back to 2014, we had an increase in the number of dairy births, albeit to a small level, but in 2015, with over 100,000 extra head of animals born into the dairy herd, with over 20,000 extra animals coming in from the suckler herd. At the same time, our live exports reduced back by about 50 to 60,000. So a lot of farmers are saying that from midway through to 2016, there'll be a lot more cattle coming on stream. And that I suppose there's a good saying that it takes a good, vibrant live trade to keep the dead trades running, or to keep the dead trade alive. And that's what a lot of farmers are saying, is that we need competition. This, I suppose, beef prices have been tough. There's been no winter rise in beef prices for well over 6 months now. And as farmers who bought cattle last year are now finishing them, they're in many cases break even at best. The live exports on the calf side at the minute, while they have taken off and they are comparable to 2015 levels, as a percentage of the number of calves that are coming into March, they're falling behind. And I suppose where that's coming from is, if we think back 12 months, we had the milk quota situation. We had farmers, dairy farmers in particular, keeping calves on farms longer to drink milk to try and reduce their super levy bill, and that reduced the number of calves. This year, there's no, say, quota situation. Calves are coming on far quicker and at higher numbers, but still exports for the most recent week, for the last week of February, were only about 1,500 to the Netherlands and 2,000 to Spain. We'd really like them to be up at about 7,000-8,000 total, and even reaching or exceeding 10,000, I suppose, to get some of them animals out of the production chain and to maybe create a bit of more competition in the back end of the year.
I'm speaking with Darren Carty, livestock specialist with the Irish Farmers Journal. Darren, Donegal farmers, like their comrades throughout the country, have endured some difficult times for the beef men in recent times, and it's been evident at meetings in the county, be it at IFA presidential election meetings or whatever, just the frustration and anger there, and people just sort of wondering when things will improve. Bord Bia forecasting an additional 50 to 70,000 head of finished cattle for the second half of 2016. The numbers are significant.
Yeah, the numbers are definitely significant. Like, and if we look back maybe to last year, it would have been the opposite. Bord Bia would have been predicting that cattle supplies would have tightened by nearly 100,000. Now, that didn't actually materialise. And what we've seen was, we've had two relatively good, say, grazing seasons. Animals are coming fit at a younger age. And we also see a lot of farmers now that are, say, have store cattle, say, two-year-old cattle, that they're probably more forward than what they are, and some of them could be killed out of the system. So hopefully, if some of them are killed, maybe in the next few months, there has been a switch, and I suppose there's some fellas that are going to feed on bulls rather than let them out because of the carcass waste issues later in the year. So that could somewhat limit the number of cattle coming on stream, but really, with Bord Bia predicting 50,000 extra, you would be looking this. At the moment, we have to be looking for new markets. I know, say, there has been some recovery in consumption in some of the EU markets, but there's also, I suppose, another cloud hanging over there. The production is up in maybe some of the other countries, and the one thing that we do have to look at is the big switch in sterling. And people in Donegal will be familiar, say, the impact this, I suppose, fluctuations in exchange rates has, and this, our main markets, say the UK, we were riding on the crest of a wave for much of 2015, and the beef going in there was very, very competitive. We've seen, I suppose, a switch from sterling going from 70 pence to 79 pence at the minute. And it will take, I suppose, a while to materialise and see what impact that does have during the year. But it's something that's also in the back of farmers' minds as well. You just mentioned maybe, I suppose, Donegal farmers. And we have, say, some of the Donegal farmers in the Chagas Better Farm programme, and we've had a good relationship with them in the past. And we've seen that something like this, or something like this market, Donegal farmers are very, very capable of switching production systems. We've seen a big increase in bull beef production, and hopefully this, say, coming down along the line, that there might be opportunities here, there might hopefully be opportunities in Egypt, and that by the end of the year there won't be as much pressure on, say, the supply, or on, say, the supply-demand balance.
Now, it's great if these new markets do emerge or old ones are reopened, but that's one thing. Another thing is actually getting the animals out there. In terms of the number of boats and the competition there of the people who are actually going to export the cattle out, how are things fixed there? Is there enough competition amongst the supply of specialist boats?
Yeah, there is enough competition there at the minute, I suppose. It all depends on how quick and what volume, say, that's required. The department at the minute have about four boats approved, and they're ranging in size from, there's one boat that, say, trades out of Holland a lot that takes between 1,200 and 1,500 cattle, to the larger boats that will take 2,200. So I think the largest boat at the minute is 3,000. I think that's actually transporting cattle from South America to some of the North African or Middle Eastern markets. If them boats, say, aren't available, there is also potential to transport these animals by land. And it may seem, I suppose, like a fair trek, but the Irish live exporters have been transporting cattle to Tunisia, Morocco, for the last, I suppose, 10, 12 months, because the demand hasn't been as big as, say, when Libya opened, taking 2,500, 3,000 at a time. And that has worked well, in that some, say, live export has gone to be a very, very specialist business, and that the equipment that they have is some of the most modern in the world. Animals travelled very well. They're rested at very, very regular intervals. And, like, most of these operators that are doing it, have their operation down to a T now and are getting very good performance during transit and very little issues.
And finally, Darren, I suppose back to where we started from, things are looking better than they certainly were this time a year ago.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I suppose the one thing or the one pinch point or pressure point that would be there at the minute is for any farmer that is finishing cattle. That I was just counting up last night that the prices have been $3.90 a kilo of a base for steers since the turn of the year. Heifers started the year at 4 or 5 and they've eased back to €4 a kilo. This time last year, we were talking about a base price for beef of $4.10 for steers and $4.20 for heifers. So while this time last year it was, I suppose, maybe looking more ominous, there was a bit of increase in prices. The one upturn, I suppose, or the one bit of positivity is that cattle have done fairly well during the winter. There was a good back in for silage. Cattle came in and they got that boost of, say, grass growth. And I suppose after a very, very difficult winter, it's finally looking like that we have maybe got a spell of settled weather. We've more rain on the way, but the forecast, I think, has changed slightly from having a lot more rain coming. And I suppose it's really heartening that the pressure has been relieved, particularly for a lot of farmers with storage tanks filling in the last week or 10 days.
Darren Carty there, livestock specialist with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, the clock has beaten us. Just time to remind you that voting in the IFA elections begins next Tuesday. There are 30 IFA branches in Donegal and each IFA member is entitled to vote. Contesting the position of IFA president are Henry Burns from Laois, Flor McCarthy from Kerry and Joe Healy from Galway. The candidates running for the post of deputy president are Nigel Ranahan from Monaghan, Pat Farrell from Kildare and Richard Kennedy from Limerick. Well, from me, Chris Ashmore, many thanks for listening. Until next week, goodbye.